Hey family, thank you for following and trusting the path that led you here. This is Flow Space, Conscious Conversations with J&D. I'm Jerrica.
And I'm Deandra. Our discussions will be led by intuition and spirit as we continue to evolve and learn about what it means to live an earthly human experience.
The second day yesterday, it felt like it was so easy to, it didn't require as much like talking to myself throughout the day. What I did have to talk to myself about was the balance, not being so mute that I'm cold and not being light, but not being open and like, oh, it's all good. And then allowing myself to be susceptible to the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. I was like, hey, that doesn't deserve my, that doesn't need my attention, my response. Like, I would tell myself that throughout the day when there was like side commentary. I was like, okay, it's not a conversation for me. Walk away, you know. So I did that throughout the day. But it was easy. And I was like, yeah, like, this is actually really nice because I can go home and have like a free mind.
Yeah.
Instead of being like consumed and concerned about these lunatics that don't even care about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am, like, so concerned for these people. It's like, wow, I really got to protect my heart, protect my peace. Like, I had this whole thought to myself. Yeah, you know, because yeah. I was like, you know, I'm happy that I'm a sensitive being and I'm not like jaded in the sense of, oh, like, I'm not going to approach this. Like, this doesn't deserve my attention. Like, how they can be portrayed. And it's like, no, it's not something that needs to be looked down upon or frowned upon, someone who is speaking up about their feelings or has feelings to begin with, you know, like has a heart.
Yeah.
Whereas like before that can be like be seen in a different kind of way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think that right there speaks to the safety and trust, because if you're yeah. approaching anybody with your feelings and it can be perceived in a certain type of way, and it also goes back to the environments that we put ourselves in or like are choosing to put ourselves in that might be out of alignment for us, and it allows us to like look within that, like, why can I not voice my feelings or my emotions and it not be received in any capacity?
Yeah. And regardless if it's received, being able to do it through having the safety and trust within mm-hmm. ourselves.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, if it's not received, like, it doesn't mean that they have to receive it and be like, oh, I hear you.
Yeah.
Or they can just, like, think you're nuts. But just having that feeling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's where it highlights the lack of safety or trust.
Yeah. Because that's what this situation is showing me as well, where it's like I can have those attributes within myself regardless of the setting, and the setting helps me deepen that connection to these attributes within myself.
Mm-hmm. It's something you carry within. It's
yeah,
it's literally the same thing we always say, you know, like the outside circumstances and world exist, but it doesn't exist within us. Like, what we choose to carry forward is what we create our reality to be.
Right, exactly.
Ridiculous.
It is. It's so ridiculous because it's so easy to be forgotten in the midst of the moment.
Yeah.
I had nothing to reference when I was really in the thick of it, which wasn't as dense as being in the thick of it was once ago, but it was still in the thick of it where I really had to look through the library in my mind of what can I reference to help myself. And still, they weren't like rapid fire the way that they are when all is well. They would surface here and there, but it was really through talking it out that really helped me unload what was happening in my mind. And it made space for the clarity. Because I feel like when we're carrying so much in our mind and really analyzing it, there's no more room for the clarity. So it's like you have to release that to make the space.
But where does that come from? That feeling within the mind, like the feeling, because I know what you're talking about, when things are really chaotic and the mind isn't able to grasp the concepts of the resources we have practiced.
Mm-hmm.
And of course it's easier to practice when things are calm and quiet, we could feel empowered and we retain all the information. But then at the height of these energetically charged circumstances or whatever, like the midst of a spiral, these resources aren't immediately the first thing we go to. So why does that happen?
I think it shows where we need to step more into our power, because the more that we're in our power, the less likely we are to be consumed by these certain circumstances that then takes us out of our center. That's what I feel. And that looks like so many different things in terms of, it's like layers to it. Like the scenario A can show up and it can be the first time the scenario shows itself, so it takes us much longer to get ourselves out of it. That same scenario surfaces in a different setting. Now it takes us a little less effort to return back to our center, and like it's that dance. I think, at least from my experience, that's what it's been like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, until the day that it's fully integrated and it's just
exactly
the way of being.
And I think it also goes back to our commitment and returning to trust and safety. Like, how deeply rooted are we in trust and safety within ourselves? Because for myself, had trust and safety been something that I consistently practiced in my day-to-day life for as long as this theme has been present in my life that I've been addressing, it could have quickened this whole process. Because it was through feeling a lack of safety and trust didn't allow me to rise up and be in my power. Instead, I was in the victim within my own being, because I was giving my power outside of myself instead of connecting and giving and taking back my power.
And what switched for you where you were able to then say, okay, I'm in the victim mind, I see it, and now I need to do X, Y, and Z to change that?
I really couldn't tell you, because when I was in the victim mind, I'm telling you, the conversation we had really helped me. Really talking it out was so beneficial to me, because I was in the midst of it back to back for 3 days. I didn't have the substantial time needed to sit in reflection. Had I had that time, I may have been able to arrive to it on my own. But because of what was going on, the resource of having someone within my tribe, you, to talk about it that's outside of that circumstance, helps me return to my truth through that reflection. And that's, it speaks to the rat race. I heard recently, I forgot who is the originator of the quote, but it says, even if we win the rat race, at the end we're still a rat. So
what does that even mean?
That it's like, just because you win this rat race game doesn't mean that you've evolved out of the rat race. You're still the same creature that allowed you to win in this fictitious game. Uh-huh. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, I need to like think about that one.
I heard it on Agape Spiritual Community. I don't know what their full name is, but on Sunday during their way of meditation service, because I was really seeking to help myself. I was like, God, please. And then he spoke about, you have to opt out of the Reverend Michael, I think his name is. He spoke about, you have to opt out of the gossip, opt out of, like, he laid it all the things that I was going through, but still it wasn't landing. Like, I didn't have the time, or I think it was the time really, to really like say, okay, what does that look like? Okay, what am I opting in that I need to opt out of? Mm-hmm. Like, really giving myself that time and space to dissect those things.
And also being consumed by the energy. Like you said, you were in it 3 days. That's the energy that's festering all around you. And how easy we've spoken about it is to attach to those type of frequencies that are craving us to give them attention.
Craving.
And it's so cool because...
Literally craving.
Yeah. Like little parasites.
Yeah.
But it's really cool how we have the decision and the power to say, I am going to engage in this, or I am not going to engage in this. And if I'm not going to engage in this, it looks like this.
Right.
You know, we can make the decision, and it doesn't matter who it involves. Mm-hmm. As long as we're saying yes or no to something, that's it. The other person doesn't have to accept it. You just don't have to, like you said, I want to point out, you don't have to become closed and cold, but you don't have to be open energetically and accepting something that you're not willing to.
Right, it's the balance.
The power of our choice.
Yes, and regardless if someone else is able to deal with that, that's their responsibility to manage and handle. It's not for us to coddle or take care of the feelings and emotions of others, as long as what we're doing is not coming from malintent.
Yeah, and I think because you can say that and it can sound like, okay, then you're not compassionate, taking others' feelings into account, and it's not from that space at all.
No.
It's actually rising above whatever situation is occurring and choosing your highest path in that moment. Because obviously we're not talking about somebody who's caring about you and looking out for your best interest and really holding you as the sacred being you are. We're talking about people who are actively creating chaos and gossip and all kinds of lower frequencies around you. Mm-hmm. So why would you ever want to engage and entertain that?
Yeah, they're engaging and entertaining and feeding the demons that live within them. And it's wanting to pick at whatever darkness can be present within me.
Yeah.
And let that grow instead of highlighting the light that lives within all of us, because it's been starved for so long within themselves that they don't even know how to relate that with another person.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really a practice too, which I'm really grateful for this experience, because it's allowing me all these things that we're talking about now. And it's so beneficial because it really increases my capacity of what it feels like to live a peaceful life.
Mm-hmm.
And not feel responsible for the reactions of others in my pursuit of living this peaceful life.
Yeah, that's a big one, as you know.
Yeah.
Like, my past few months, I've been dedicating to
you gonna get this peace, all right?
One way or another, I've been really dedicated to trying to welcome in more peace and establishing what peace is, because me, a few years ago, peace looked totally different. Me now, what I value and I guess, like, my core values, my foundation, that has shifted. So peace is something way different than I ever imagined. And I'm sure the concept of what my peace looks like will continue evolving as I continue evolving. But it feels really good to be able to just not engage or completely, like, let's say we're in the midst of chaos. I can choose to disengage at any point in time, you know, and I can just direct myself back to whatever my peace is in that moment. And I think that's the coolest thing ever. But we have to be craving the peace, and we have to understand or understand what the peace is for us.
Right.
Because you might have the concept or a thought of what peace looks like because it's something that you've learned or have been taught. Or even I see people say that they live peaceful lives and they're settling with what the peace is because that's the peace that everybody around them is. Like, if you mentioned the rat race, oh, they get home after work and that's their moment of peace. And it may very well be so, but I don't know if it's like a devoted, dedicated, understood level of what true peace can be for us, like the heaven on earth peace.
Yeah, and that can be lived 24/7. It's not just dedicated towards after work,
mm-hmm.
or before work or on our lunch break or anything like that.
Yeah, or in your car, like getting away from your children. And it's, right. Oh, I have a moment of peace.
Yeah.
Like, that's temporary. That's superficial. That's not true lasting peace.
Right. And that's a journey.
Yeah. It is. With all of the different things that try to tug at our peace.
Yeah.
And all of the different things that we choose to engage in that is self-destructive, mm-hmm. the self-inflicted chaos. That's right. The thing that I've been really focused on. How are my decisions creating the moment? I no longer want to blame outside forces or people for the chaos that I'm experiencing. what did I do in this situation that is creating and contributing to what I'm experiencing? This way, when I see that, I can do the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. And that's recognizing the patterns. Mm-hmm. That's recognizing the behaviors that we have that contribute to the realities we don't want to be a part of.
Yeah.
And for some reason, that's very jarring to others when you're choosing to shift in this way to further anchor in your peace. It can be very triggering because you're no longer able to relate to X person in the ways that they once knew you. So how do people navigate that? Because that's something that you and I are currently navigating, and it just returns back to diving deeper into our own trust and safety and knowing what it is that we want to experience in our reality.
Mm-hmm.
Is there more to it than that?
I think it can be as simple as that, but obviously this human life can become complex.
Self-induced complex, honestly, because it is simple.
It is simple, but the level of care that you may have. So let's say you have a family member or a close friend, and they're living a life that you once resonated with, but now you're shifting, you're evolving, or whatever you want to say. And now there's sort of a misalignment in the two lives. The connection or whatever fueled your connection has shifted. Your interests are totally different.
Right.
A lot of the times we see the friendship or the, let's just say the relationship dissolves because there's no more point of connection. Or feelings of judgment start coming up. Like, oh, look at this person. Now they're too good for me. Or they're too, whatever, you know, we can say. And then some people try to hold on to that because that's the familiarity, that's the comfortability. These relationships mean something to us, but they meant something to the past version of ourselves. So if we continue choosing to engage with that past version of ourselves, we're going to continue holding ourselves back from our evolution or whatever it is we're seeking. Now, obviously, we're humans with feelings. They're humans with feelings. We can't just cold turkey cut people out of our lives. Sometimes, whatever relationship it is, it's going to be there forever. You cannot make these people disappear. You know, like, as much as you might in the moment feel like, oh, it'll be easier if I just, like, seclude myself, find my tribe, and I'm with those who are in alignment, that's not reality. So when you are in these situations with people who are living a different life than you, it's okay to be around them. As long as you have the safety and trust within yourself, who you are, so that you're not influenced by their energy, you're not returning to these old versions of yourself because of the energy you're surrounding yourself with, and you're still being loving, you're not acting like you're above anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're there because you choose to be there for whatever reason. So enjoy the moment while you're there and keep it at that, like, moment to moment.
Yeah. Being heart-centered.
Mm-hmm.
And just to wind back to what you were saying, how we can't live in a bubble with just our tribe, that can't be reality. It can very well be reality for someone.
It can be.
You know, it's just to not limit what reality can be for someone.
Yeah.
Because who knows? I mean, our goal is for heaven on earth for all people, where we all can experience living a heart-centered, peaceful life.
Yeah. And good point that you bring it up, because some people choose to just say goodbye, you're holding me back, or like this is toxic. I can resonate very deeply with the removal of the toxicity, the dysfunction, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is the easier choice, sometimes it's the healthiest choice, but I do find for my own self, working through these dysfunctions allows me a new perspective and allows me to evolve within myself, where I'm developing that connection to self, to my own power, to my trust and safety, so that I don't feel like a fragile being, that I can only thrive in places of most alignment.
Right.
I want to be able to feel that I can thrive in any situation. Like we said, it's an internal world that I choose to craft and really dedicate my energy and effort to. This way, whatever the external world is, I feel more capable and strong and empowered in showing up.
Yeah, you feel secured from within instead of from without.
Yeah.
With external things. That is so good, because in the society, in the rat race, it's all about finding security, safety, and trust through external
success or achievements, but instead shifting that to internal success, trust, safety, whatever it is that it looks like for anyone, what does that breed externally? You know, what is, you know, what energy manifests in the physical form when that's at its core?
Heaven on earth.
Yeah, and that's what we're here to discuss and find out as we continue.
Yeah, because can you imagine if you just for a second imagine everybody dedicating their energy and their effort to building the security and safety within, and then not focusing on these external distractions, realizing that financial wealth doesn't define safety and trust. Maybe it does define some sort of safety in a materialistic world, but if none of these materialistic items existed, what do you have? Mm-hmm. You know, how safe and secure is your soul? How safe and secure is your energy, your vibration? If you're dedicating your life to this rat race and building financial wealth and security in that form, all of these external materialistic items, do you think your vibration is going to be as solid as it can? Do you think that you're going to be the healthiest version of yourself? The way energy works is that you're giving something and you're losing something. You know, it's a give and take. Mm-hmm. I don't know how anybody can envision themselves endlessly, tirelessly working, or even maybe they're not. Maybe they're sitting at home making millions of dollars, you know? But they're so focused on the money or like these goals in the external world that they don't really devote enough time and attention and energy to building themselves up first. Mm-hmm. So once we shift that, like you said, I don't even know what would be possible on a global scale.
Yeah, yeah. Because even someone who's sitting at home making so much money, at what cost, you know? How is that money arriving to you? And at the end of the day, all of this money, wealth, real estate, whatever that you can acquire in the material world to accumulate your assets, all of that can be wiped out in the blink of an eye. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what? You know, how secure do we feel within ourselves, in our purpose, in our truth of our existence here on earth? Mm-hmm. What remains when all of those things fall away?
Yeah, it's something that I return to because obviously we live in this world where money exists and things like that. And I can lose sight of what I'm currently doing, mm-hmm. just because I'm like, oh man, like, I'm not doing this. I'm not building up a retirement. I'm not, like, I got lost in that type of thinking when it comes to finances. But I return something I read in the Bible that I shared with you, that you cannot serve two gods. And it was in reference to basically money. And that stuck with me because, yeah, I cannot give my full attention and devotion to two different things that are totally opposite of each other.
Right.
It's not like they're supporting each other. They're really opposite. So if I do give my attention to both, I'm going to be splitting my energy and something's going to be lacking. Mm-hmm. So I just redirect myself. Okay, what actually fuels and nourishes my soul? And I return to my devotion in the way I choose for it to be.
Right. Because as much as we pursue the money to ensure our safety, where is there room for divine presence in that pursuit? Because in that pursuit, there's a level of fear present, yeah. because there's a lack of trust in our knowing that we're always taken care of.
Mm-hmm. The scarcity mindset.
Yeah, especially when we're following our highest calling.
Mm-hmm.
All will always be well.
Yeah. And it's funny, like you said, the money can be wiped out in an instant. Literally, like the credit card. I always think about this. Credit cards are so ridiculous because you have all this accumulated debt that you see on a digital screen and it's not even there, you know? But yet we put so much energy and worry and stress into this debt, and it can literally be zeroed out in an instant.
You are so funny. I always think about you when I think about credit card debt. Because you've been saying this since the last place you lived at. I envisioned the moments you would tell me. We'd be in your apartment and you're like, because you would just be swiping it. And you're just like, whatever, I'm just living life. Like, I'll worry about the debt later.
Yeah.
And I was like so inspired by it because you were so adamant that it's irrelevant, mm-hmm. and you always clear your debt anyways.
I'm
and
debt
it speaks
free.
Yeah. And I just need to highlight that because it speaks to how convicted you are in this truth. Like, it is your truth for real.
Absolutely.
You feel that and know that in the depths of your being. Yes. I know this from witnessing it. You know?
Yeah, and I'm glad because it's so true. And I learned this whole thing about, like, the concept, I really developed it working at a financial institution and just seeing so many people stressed and horrific stories, you know, people wanting to off themselves because of the debt that they were in, and me sitting realizing that none of it is real, you know, like such stress and problems come from something that is digital, that's not here, like I can't actually touch it, you know. So that helped me shift my perspective on it, and it does allow me to, like, okay, yeah, I swipe my credit card, magically the money, I don't know, like I don't have to worry about it because I don't believe it's real. It's not.
Literally. And it speaks to our belief, how powerful that is. Literally manifests anything with our belief because it's charged through our energy. Mm-hmm. And energy is the only thing that's actually real.
Yeah. It's so funny to bring that up, like, as the example.
Yeah. I mean, it's just what came to mind because I picture you so vividly. I think about it from time to time. Like, mm-hmm. you are the image in my mind associated with the concept.
I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. It's cool because the fact that it lives within my mind, it fuels that for you too, mm-hmm. you know, and it speaks to energy and how convicted we are and living the truth that we believe so strongly. Naturally, when we share that with others or we engage that with the outside world, the energy will match you. Mm-hmm. So it speaks.
It, like, does.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I do. But I'm just thinking about listening back to the episode and hearing this concept. I know how ridiculous it can sound. Trust me. But you have to try it out for yourself.
Like, oh, let me try it out because I do have credit card debt.
Start believing that it's not real and you will see it figures itself out.
Yeah, I'm really going to start doing that. Stay tuned to see how that goes. Yeah, there was so much that we were talking about in this episode that I thought to myself, wow, you know, someone could think we're really out of our mind mm-hmm. from what it is that we're talking about. But our life are the examples that what we're saying is real. It's as real as anything else.
Listen, my family, my sisters and my mom, they think that I am totally out of it. I am that wacko in my family. And it's funny because there's so many instances, and all of them, all of you sisters and mother can attest to this, that we'll be out somewhere and I will just magically receive something for free. Or let's say I have a cart full of stuff, something goes wrong and I end up getting the cart for free. Like, so many instances like this, and it's a joke amongst them. They always say, like, oh, I forgot what the word is, but it's like Jerica something. Like, I need a little bit of Jerica's, whatever they call it. And it really happens. And that's what they know. Like, that's the running joke in my family they associate me with. But it's because they're witnessing these things. And they ask me, how does this always happen? Like, how are you so lucky? And I don't think it's luck. I think it's that. That's where my faith comes into play. And also my energetic state of being. I believe these things that may sound so crazy. And I don't care if I sound like a lunatic or like a little magical fairy or whatever, like, things that people can associate me with, because my life is a manifestation of it and there's proof in it that it is real. So whenever they do that, I'm like, you just have to believe, like, do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's up to them if they make the choice to do it or not, but that's all it is. The key to this magical way of living is just literally choosing to believe it and actually believing, mm-hmm. sticking the course to believing.
Yeah, actually believing with your whole being.
Yeah,
so much so that now your sisters and your mother associate you with this, and it speaks exactly what I was just saying about the energy. Mm-hmm. They're almost anticipating these magical moments to happen for you, so it's just feeding the reality that you're manifesting for yourself too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it's
and
so
there's
cool.
No need to be afraid. Like, at one point in my journey, I was scared to talk about this because I didn't want it to be taken away from me. Nobody can take this away from you. Mm-hmm. Whether you're thinking about me in a good way or a bad way, you're still thinking about me and it's feeding this energy.
Yeah, let them know.
So, like, yeah. Never be scared.
Right.
I feel the more you do talk about it and the more you share, the more you manifest and the more that's attracted. Yeah.
Yeah. And especially doing it from a secured place, like sharing it, like, yeah, this is my truth, this is my reality, it's only going to continue to affirm it. But when we're feeling scared, that's part of a scarcity mindset. Mm-hmm.
And or jealousy, yeah. All of these type of feelings. Mm-hmm. Because I know that if you see somebody who's living a life that maybe you desire, that's like very different from yours, so many different feelings can surface. And it's normal, we're humans, these are our triggers.
Mm-hmm.
But use that trigger as an invitation to go within and see, okay, if I'm feeling jealous or I'm feeling saddened or I'm feeling angry, why am I feeling this? What is it that my soul's actually craving, and how can I get there? How can I use this information and make a shift within myself?
Yeah, using those feelings as a compass, mm-hmm. to bring in greater alignment for ourselves.
Exactly.
There you have it, folks. I don't know how we even got here, man.
Me neither. How the convo shifted to this.
But it is, I think it all goes together, ties in, because it's just all energy, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And just to tie it into something that keeps popping into my mind, in terms of pursuing eternal peace and trust and safety, and that manifesting into heaven on earth as our reality, that is what can be carried forward after this body is no longer here. You know, because our spirit will continue on.
Mm-hmm.
And the riches that we invoke within our spirit through that connection and amplification of that connection is what will carry us forward in ways unimaginable, because we don't know, really.
Yeah. We don't know what happened before this physical body or what comes after the physical.
Yeah, because it's a theory, essentially, that our soul carries on, but is one that I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And it also helps connect me back to the importance of dedicating my life to that internal world,
mm-hmm.
and letting that be the focus, and whatever comes of that is a result of that.
Yeah. And it's like we were just saying, just because you believe in it, it's what makes it real.
Yeah.
And that is how it connects to what we were talking about before, the power we hold to say, no, I'm not engaging in this kind of chaos or this energy. Yes, I'm engaging in this. Yes, I'm going after my peace at whatever it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever it is that we believe is what it is going to be. That's how simple it is when we say you create your reality. There's times that I'll be so upset about something that's so irrelevant to like the grander picture of things, and it's really hard to shake it in the moment because I'm feeding this narrative. And I just have to reconnect, like, okay, why am I giving myself chaos right now? I want peace. What do I need to do?
Mm-hmm.
Give me the peace. You know, like, give myself the peace. And I just have to make a small little shift of the decision, even if my ego might feel hurt about it, because my ego wants to go to war.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't want to go to war. My soul doesn't want that. And you just have to have a balance between all of the different worlds that live within you.
Yeah, through knowing our true world, you know, our core, if we're able to connect to that and practice that connection through a devotional way of living, we will always be able to decipher all the other things that are going on,
mm-hmm.
between that and what is our truth. And yeah. It helps us return back to that. And that's a practice.
It is. And something that helped me a lot actually anchor this concept in is I've heard it in different ways, but 24 rule. Is this going to matter in 24 hours or whatever the heck it is? Look it up. I'm really bad with phrases. But if something isn't going to matter in 24 minutes, give yourself 24 hours. If it's not in 24 hours, give yourself more time. Just so you can attach yourself to that bigger picture and realize how momentary these things are and how fleeting they are if we allow them to be let go of.
Yeah.
So that helps me a lot when I am really upset. We're dealing with high energy, because in the moment that can feel like that's my whole life, it's gonna last forever, this is all that matters, I need a hyper focus. But in the grand scheme of things, it's not even like a millisecond in time.
That's it. It's not even a millisecond in time. Don't even give that your energy. Just brush that off like the dust it is on your shoulder and okay. Carry on. That's it. That's what it's giving, you know? It's not even a millisecond. Okay.
You know? And I guess that's how easy it can be.
And the more you practice, the easier it becomes. Mm-hmm. The things that have weighed you down for so long literally become just a dust in the wind, like... You know, like, just brush it off.
Because if you believe, that, and I do believe, that our souls carry on, we're infinite beings. What is this moment in time, really, you know?
I don't know, actually, because it's so grand, you know?
Yeah.
But it helps us shift out of the dramas and the unnecessary self-induced stressors. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you zoom out just out of this planet... You know, it helps give a little bit of a perspective. And that's so insignificant in terms of the grand scheme of the cosmos.
Yeah. If you can't even do that, because that's like really hard for me. When I try to zoom out, that can blow my mind. So to stay grounded, I tend to think about things that have happened here on Earth. So I'll think back to the Ice Age, for example. Mm. How much time has spanned in between? It's like I couldn't blink my eye quick enough for that... amount of time. But whatever.
The millisecond concept, I don't know, it has so much confidence behind it. Like, it's like a, it's really an energy, you know, to be able to move through the world like, this isn't even a millisecond of my time worthy.
Yeah. And I think that's good, the confidence, because that's what fuels our belief and that's what keeps us anchored to it.
Right, instead of folding, like putting our shoulders inwards, our head down.
Yeah, and becoming consumed by the moment. Right,
shrinking moment by moment because of this insignificant whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, stand up tall. This is nothing, mm-hmm. you know?
Like, even if it feels like something, that's the piece. Because I know, trust me, I know that it'll feel the walls are crumbling down. Or I will choose to make it feel like that, but it's not.
But at what point... Is it, what is that term, that concept of, like, spiritual bypassing, or, like, oh, it's all love and light, but it's not
like actual gaslighting and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I think it's totally different, because it's not pretending that everything mm-hmm. is fine, or, like, gaslighting someone, like, making them feel like it's all their fault, or, like, manipulating the situation. It's not moving from that type of energy at all. It's moving from a space of confidence mm-hmm. and knowing
right.
what you want to dedicate your energy to, what's worthy of your energy. Because for me, I want to respect my energy as the high, like the utmost important thing in my life, because it is. The same way I want to respect and treat everybody else as the same, mm-hmm. because we're all connected, we're all one. That same thing, like I'm me, but I'm also you're you, but you're also me. So it's not trying to move from that other energy.
Right.
And like one up somebody or prove points. No, it's just totally disengaging. Like, I am not entertaining this lower vibration. I respect it, but I respect myself more that I don't want to be a part of it.
Right.
I still love you. Like, yeah, it is love and light, but not in that catchphrase term.
Right. Yeah. Because... Yeah, that's so good, because then it allows others to meet you where they deserve to meet themselves and beyond.
Exactly.
And then we can continue elevating our frequency so that heaven on earth is global.
Mm-hmm. And I guess to elaborate, because that is a really good question you asked, like, how can it not be the bypassing and things like that? The example I told you about yesterday, I had a conversation with somebody that there were two differences in opinions based on different narratives and stories that we each hold. And I have evolved my narrative and story where I have let it go. I have accepted what transpired. And I also respect everybody involved to the point that I'm not going to continue feeding a lower narrative or causing chaos and drama. So the person, somebody involved approached me about it to discuss like these feelings, and I hear their feelings, but I'm not feeding into the narrative in any sort of way. So I just addressed my truth, whatever it is that I'm choosing to engage in, and I left it at that. And they were able to understand it and meet me there. Mm-hmm. And the conversation ended very quickly. I could have went in defense mode and started defending everything that was being said, because I did feel, a part of me did feel that way. I was like, come on, like, don't talk about these people like this. But I knew the truth, my truth at least, was stronger than that momentary feeling of needing to be defensive. And I stuck with that. It was in a respectable way, it was in a loving way, it was in a compassionate way, but it was in a very serious tone, and I was very confident and stern with what I was saying. So there was no room for chaos or drama to attach itself to me and then me become invoked and all of these other things and consumed by that energy.
And it speaks to the trust and safety you have within yourself to be able to navigate that situation the way that you did.
Yeah.
Instead of folding to it and becoming defensive or feeling victim, whatever it is, mm-hmm. that could have then continued feeding that narrative. You chose to rise above the narrative and speak what it is the most true to you, mm-hmm. so that it elevates both parties, essentially.
Yeah, because I've been through situations like the other way. If I would have chosen to engage mm-hmm. and be defensive, I've been through those situations one too many times to know where does it lead me, you know? And I just want to, again, continue living this peaceful life, bringing in peace. Even if it's for a millisecond, I don't want to be just disrupted or disturbed. Mm-hmm. So how quickly can I return to the equilibrium and the peaceful state that I crave?
Right. And it speaks to what it is that we choose to engage with. Mm-hmm. Or when something's presented to us, how can we maintain the energy that we're in and engage at that level instead of engaging on that energy that they are presenting that isn't beneficial to this lifestyle that we desire?
Yeah. So it's staying in the light, really, like staying above all of it and recognizing the BS for the BS or the drama. Yeah. Because I think that's the key in all of this, is you have to recognize when the chaos is coming forward as opposed to just being reactive.
And cut it. Like, when the chaos is coming forward, stop it in its tracks. Yeah, literally. Stop right there. I'm gonna stop you right there. Not like that, but you know.
Basically, yeah.
Just so that the energy doesn't continue flowing in that chaotic frequency. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's it. You're addressing the energy. You're not addressing the person as that. You know, like, you're being very protective of your energy towards that energy that's trying to infiltrate you. Mm-hmm. But then to the person, you're treating them as the loving being that you know them to be.
Yeah. Like, respecting the God within themselves, like, mm-hmm. the sacredness that they are, as you are the mm-hmm. same, but addressing the energy. That's really good highlight, because it helps eliminate the identities that we can have on other people and misidentify them based off the energy that they're portraying. Like, yeah. We're beyond what we show up as in the moment, especially in the moments where we're not at our best.
Mm-hmm. And it isn't to be taken for granted then, because, like, if you do need a get it popping, you know, like, it doesn't mean like just allow whatever to come to you,
right?
Because you're treating somebody with the highest respect. But, you know, like, we all know how to approach situations with our heart and what's needed of us, like, where we need to shift and bring in more of the sacred rage or the fire, whatever it is, mm-hmm. to keep us protected.
Yeah, it's being the warrior of our peace mm-hmm. and of our light.
Yeah.
That's the title.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you would like to dive in deeper into the warrior of your light and peace, check out our show notes, where we will have journal prompts and affirmations to help you along this journey.
If you're watching us on YouTube, please make sure to subscribe to our channel and like this video. You can also join in the conscious conversation by leaving a comment, and we will get back to you.
Follow us at Flow Space the Podcast on TikTok and Instagram, and check out our tweets at Flow Space the Pod on Twitter. Also, be sure to check out our merch at flowspacewellness.com, where you'll find hoodies and stickers with quotes from our podcast.
Until next time,
peace.
Thank you for listening. Continue flowing in your own space by simply being.
If this resonated with you and you feel called,
Please be sure to follow us, like, and share. Until next time, wherever you go,
give yourself space to flow.
Peace out, family.
If you would like to support us, you can check out our affiliates mentioned in our show notes or on our website at flowspacewellness.com and go to our affiliates page. We have affiliates with Greenfield Water Solution, which brings life back into your water, with Lil's Basement, which are handcrafted polymer clay jewelry, incense holders, and cute creations for your body and home, Baja Gold Salt Company, which we love to cook with their sea salt, Oko Living, which are 100% organic cotton, herbal dyed, ethically sourced and made, beautiful yoga mats, Life Changing Energy, which supplies sound healing instruments such as crystal singing bowls, singing pyramids, and tuning forks. You can also support us by leaving us a love donation, any comments on our social media pages or our YouTube, and also sharing our podcast with your friends, family, coworkers, and anybody you feel would benefit from our message. Thank you so much for joining, tuning in, and listening to us and sharing this space, and we look forward to connecting with you in the future.